Okay, moving right along. Old business. Update on GAC.
I'll let Bud go ahead. You've asked for monthly update on on GAC. We've put a right from the remediation plan.
Okay. You asked in a couple of discussions in previous meetings. I committed to updating on the status of this thing and try and take what's in that big thick book and these two small books here and bring it down to go into all the, so I'm going to avoid going into all of the numbers of samples and where they were taken and all that stuff. I will say what's shown right here, this is figure three of the stabilization plan. This is the remediation plan figure. There's a lot of other stuff that goes on in the stabilization plan. To get to this, they took intertidal water samples all the way along this coastline. It's more than 75 samples. They took another 20 samples in this area. You can see this shows some of the boreholes where they took samples. They took a bunch of other samples down here. Some of them were the boreholes. Some of them were dug trenches where they went in. They just went down about 88 inches to study the soils to find out, to quantify what the problem was. This little square right here, it's in dotted lines. That's a sulfur pile. The other thing that they looked at as possible sources of acid coming out of there was that there was a history in the 80s of, this is the old acid plant, or spills at the acid plant, up to about 300 gallons of acid at a time they'd spill. Okay, some of it they captured, some of it they said ran into Stockton Harbor and weren't able to get it diluted at the time, and they did some, they'd remediate locally. It was Delta Chemical, it wasn't GAC that was running the acid plant. GAC never operated the acid plant. So what GAC has done, using CES, who's their environmental consultant, has come up with a plan for remediation. What I want to show you next is down here, this is a cross-section that's that line right there. Okay? What they found. This top part is clean gravel, the blue part. The red that's right along in there is sulfur.
Pure?
Pure sulfur. Well, clean sulfur that it's what's over from the sulfur pile. What's under here, I think, is fill. This was gravel fill. The green stuff is fine. The blue crosshatch is red clay. So, is that these microbial bacteria, whatever they are, that like to eat the sulfur and turn it into sulfuric acid. The good thing about sulfur is that we use it in blueberry fields. You put it in blueberry fields to make the soil acidic so blueberries will grow. And these bacteria are what you do. You put it in there and you rely on these bacteria to bring the pH of the blueberry fields down. Well, what's doing is that's happening here, only that's not a blueberry field. And what's happening, as you can see, is that that acid will then go down, it'll filter down through the fill and the fine sand, and when it hits this clay layer, it'll run out toward the bay.
How many feet is that top layer to the sulfur?
To the sulfur? They don't show it in here.
It's about 5 feet.
It's, okay. No, it's less than 5 feet.
Less than
probably
5 feet.
About 2 to 3 feet. And the sulfur itself is 18 inches to 2 feet thick. From my conversations with
at least
David,
it's at least a yard,
huh?
Probably at least a yard.
Like what?
Gravel.
Oh, you mean here?
Yeah.
This fairly large area we're talking about. It's just more than a cubic yard of gravel in there.
No.
Measurement.
3 feet.
3 feet. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
3 feet a yard. Yeah. Last time I checked. Okay, but that shows what the condition is. The remediation plan, as I've described before, calls for digging up the top layer and taking that sulfur out. and coming back in with a limestone fill for any sulfur that they don't get, to, because limestone will neutralize. You see this right here? This little crosshatched area along the shore?
Mm-hmm.
That's the area where they've identified that they need to reinforce the bank, and it's the area where this is the direction that this slope will push the acid. So what they're going to do there on that, this is a cross-section of what that looks like. This, what things look like, rocks here, that's limestone rock. This is with an environmental fabric underneath it, so that if the limestone doesn't neutralize all the acid up here and it starts to leak toward the bay, it'll encounter this additional limestone to complete the neutralization process to protect the bay. The other question that was asked the last time we discussed this was, what are they going to do to prove this is working? I believe that was Harlan's question. The sample protocol, what they cite in the plan is that the sample process, the wells, they're going to use the wells that they drilled and the sample points that they took here, and they are going to incorporate, they have other environmental VRAP sites, environmental sites that they're monitoring on this, on their property up in this area up here. And the sampling monitoring for this site is going to be included in their periodic monitoring to the DEP.
What is the contaminant or pollutant that's up in that other area? Is that also sulfur?
No.
Not all of it.
Not all of it is sulfur. It was... I don't want to say right now what it all is. I know I've seen the reports. I've worked with them, and they've described to me what they are. But I don't want to say right now because I might be wrong. Yeah. My memory's not that good. I didn't... When I was getting ready to make this presentation, I didn't go back and look. There was a...
The reason that I asked about is... I recognize this area right here, where that's where the sulfur is leaking out from that former storage site.
Yeah.
That's the place on the beach where there was great discoloration of the sand, and all the seaweed was dead, and the seabirds wouldn't get into the water there.
Wow.
And everything. And this was the main place where that discoloration was. But up here, there was another. Well, it's way separated from this, but there's another little streak of discoloration in the sand that came down right there. And I remember seeing that, too.
The discoloration you're talking about is the red stuff?
No, here is where the color that, to the eye, it looked like it was a reddish discoloration, sometimes a little bit yellowish,
actually, if I remember those pictures, this area in here was where it was kind of bleached out and kind of like a washed out area edge over here was red. This is where the iron is.
Okay. But I remember that there was some red there, but red and yellow stains in the sand, and
stains are kind of down in this way. That right there is the acid storage tank. Those are acid tanks way back in the 60s before this was just in here. I can tell you something about how we got rid of the neutralized material that came out of those tanks right there. Because I did it.
Okay,
but that was Delta Chemical's operation back in 1966, working on there.
The time frame for this project?
This project is, the update talked to Peter Goodwin yesterday, late last night. He finally made contact again. Where they stand in the progress is they have selected a contractor. Last time I spoke to you, they were in the selection process. They have selected a contractor. They have ordered material, and they expect to have this completed this fall.
So they haven't started yet.
They haven't put, other than the sampling things that they did and the proof of concept on this neutralization barrier thing that I talked about last time, they have not put shovels in the ground to move any soil. Because they're going to in both the examination report and in the what they did, they also evaluated the consequences of disturbing the contaminated soil and whether that would release others, you know. So they want to wait till kind of rainy season. We've got now the hot weather storm, afternoon rain seasons are over with before they dig up because they don't want to dig it up. And then they've got to put, as they do it, there will be environmental controls in place to keep any rainwater from accelerating the move to later.
But you said the acid spill, 300 gallons, some of it went in Stockton Harbor.
I'm just telling you what I read.
Can we assume that the tides take that out without damage?
Do you remember the old environmental thing, the solution to pollution is dilution? You put 200 gallons of water into 7 trillion gallons of seawater, and you ain't got much acid left.
Yeah, that's my point. And my question would be, didn't have time to do any damage.
It was surface water runoff that went into the bay, and if it did any damage, it would have been in extremely localized areas with the tides. It would have been just what one tide would have washed it away. It goes into dilution real fast.
I have a question, though. Is GAC paying all this out of their own funds, or are they getting any assistance from the state or the feds or anything?
This is all GAC funds.
I'm impressed.
This is why it's a VRAP. This is why it's called the whole purpose of a voluntary... I know what that word means.
Voluntary remediation, isn't it?
Voluntary Response Action Program. Right on the title of the book. Response Action Program. If this had been a Superfund site, because this was somebody before GAC, it would have been your tax dollars, federal tax dollars, that would have been doing this. But this is GAC funded.
I see. And
because
then you
GAC's gone to DEP and says, there's a potential problem on our property. We know that, and once they know that, there are potentials for EPA actions against them if they don't do anything about it. But if they identify it, come up with a plan like this, and do something about it, then they don't suffer the actions of...
They don't use sulfuric acid anymore, do they?
They do not... Well, the way they bring in sulfuric acid... Highly concentrated sulfuric acid in rail cars, store it in a storage tank,
really?
Dilute it down, and ship it out as dilute sulfuric acid. Up to 54%. Comes in around 90 to 93.
They don't make it anymore.
They don't make it anymore. One of the things...
So that problem they have should resolve itself and never come back.
That's right. This was a Delta Chemical problem. When GAC bought the property, they said, we are not going to run an acid plant on our property. For some time, I believe GAC purchased this thing in 84, and they continued operating that acid plant up till about 90 or 91 time frame.
You were going to tell us how they're going to monitor the success of this.
I haven't studied exactly it, but the monitoring points that they have established, the wells that they drilled, just the subsurface water and the intermodal waterways are going to be monitored by CES and submitted as part of their routine. They didn't go develop another whole sample plan and stuff like that. They said, we're going to use the same holes that we used to discover the problem to monitor how well it's working.
And added it to their existing plan for emergency waste that's up above. So instead of reinventing that, once a month, whatever the time frame is, they just add these additional wells and sample sites to what they're already reporting.
And I believe those, if I remember correctly, those are quarterly reports they send in. CES comes down there and samples those things
and sends
in the report.
CES is who?
It's called CES Incorporated. The engineers, environmental scientists, and surveyors, and they operate out of Belfast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is a place in
local
folks. Yeah, they've got lots of places in the state of Maine, but the closest office to this one is a one over here in Belfast.
That's great.
I've met with, the guy John that was sitting across the table from you and I.
Yeah.
He's the CES project manager for this site.
Okay. I couldn't remember all the.
I don't know his last name.
Okay, anyone got any questions for Bud?
Thank you, Bud.
Okay, thanks, Bud.
Thank you, Bud.
See you next month.